It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential. Put your hands together for Gary Vaynerchuk!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show. Shiny Insal here. I am the creator of Neuroshine Technology, and in this episode of Shiny Minds, I would love to talk about powerful questions. We talked about questions in one of my episodes, but this time I want to talk about powerful questions, because not every question is powerful, not every question is the same, and not every question is going to bring the result you're looking for. Here's our topic today, powerful questions. If you look at the way you have been communicating so far, if you just take a look at the questions you usually ask people, I'm not sure if you have a list of questions that are very good, that are really helpful for you, and that you carry them in your pocket, so to say. If not, I am going to give you my favorite three powerful questions, and I am going to explain why they are so powerful and why they are very effective to create neuroshine moments, aha moments to improve awareness for other people. A powerful question is a question that is non-judgmental and non-approving at the same time. It does not have pain or pleasure in it. It just is designed by pure curiosity. And the whole intention behind a powerful question is to give the other person a neuroshine moment in a way that they can tap into their truth and become aware about who they are, what they want. It's not about you. When a question is about you, that's not as powerful. What would be an example of a non-powerful question? If you ask, hey, do you want to do this? Right? It's an everyday question. It's a conversational, transactional question. Powerful questions are deeper, they are transformational, and they are open-ended. They are not necessarily yes and no questions. They are more exploring and expanding questions. And I will give you an example. Number one, what would your best self say or do? This question is powerful because it is presupposing the fact that this version of you may not be your best version. And there is a best version of you. There is a best self. And that best self might behave differently, might talk differently, and might make decisions differently. And it is also inviting you to explore that. How would it look like if you were your best self, if you were to do your life as your best self? When you think about that, now you have a contrast, right? So you have your current reality, your current version, and then you have this best version. What are you doing currently? And how would you do things differently if you were your best self? And of course, that requires for you to define your best self. Who is your best self? Who are you in your best version? What kind of behaviors, habits, thoughts, communication style, or values your best self owns? Think about it. When you really visualize your best self, when you really design your best self, when you come from that perspective, the way you show up in life may never be the same. And that's why this is a very powerful question. Number two, what story have you been telling yourself and maybe others too? What does it presuppose? Well, in neurolinguistic programming, there are some powerful language patterns, and I can bring them to the table right now because I'm going to talk about presuppositions. When you look at a sentence like this, and when you just read it again, what is it saying? Let's look at it again. What story have you been telling yourself? So it is actually presupposing that there is a story. You have been telling yourself a story, and God knows if that story was made up by you or by society and others who have been programming you. And that is a very important, significant fact for you to realize, because not every single opinion or not every single decision belongs to you. Maybe they have been programmed into the depths of your brain by society, by others. I have this concept called OPO, other people's opinions. Maybe it's an OPO syndrome. Maybe you created the story because someone told you and you didn't question it, and you have been telling yourself a story. And that story might sound like, I'm not good enough. I can't do that. I don't know how to achieve that. Whatever it is a story, and that story might not necessarily reflect the complete truth. And you need to become aware of that. The only way for you to become aware of that is through a question. If someone asks you this question, what story have you been telling to yourself? That's how you get busted, in my own terminology, and when you have a Nourishine moment, and with that Nourishine moment, you are closer to your truth. Number three, this is another favorite question of mine. What else is possible? What are the presuppositions in the sentence? What else is possible? It's presupposing the fact that something else is possible and you may not know it yet. And there's something called possibility that you can tap into. And when you hear this question, it expands your thinking. It takes you to different perspectives, and it makes you explore, just like you would explore alternatives and solutions and options. Now you are literally doing this to your brain. Okay? This is a brain expansion just because of that question. Maybe you're going this way or that way, or this way, that way, because your brain is kind of like plastic. When you just like take it from this way and that way, you can literally reshape the structure of your brain. Biologically speaking, you can. And these questions are how you do it. Literally with this question, what else is possible? You are helping yourself and others to have a mind expansion. That's why they're very important to ask. So, what did we cover so far? We covered three simple questions. Number one, what would your best self say or do? Number two, what story have you been telling yourself? Number three, what else is possible? If you put all these three together, do you know what you're gonna get? A Nourishine moment. A Nourishine moment after Nourishine moment, you're going to have a shiny mind, and that's where you can tap into your truth and become your true potential. Because here is a reminder, life is a beautiful game that you can play on your own terms successfully. And it is your time to unlock your true potential and become who you're meant to be. Do you know why? Because we can only change the world with more love and shiny minds. I'll see you in the next video. If you liked this video, please share it with your friends. You might be helping someone who really needs to hear this. And subscribe to my channel to become more and achieve more.